Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. I think it's going to be a close game. I think 28-24 Michigan. And I think it has to do with Michigan State, I think, is going to give Michigan their best, biggest roundhouse shot. Childs is a problem. Nick Marsh is a problem for any defense. And I think this game can lend itself to that superhuman out-of-body experience where you separate from the physical world and exist on a parallel plane for 60 minutes and do things. And the prime example, recent prime example, is Rocky Lombardi to Ricky White in the game in the COVID year in front of nobody at the Big House. I was there. But I think, the best version of Michigan State, I think, shows up on Saturday. And I think this is a close, close football game. And if you're in Michigan's case, you just find a way to try to win the game. You look at the rest of the schedule. Michigan's playing for, whether you think it's legitimate or not, Michigan's playing to get to that play-in game against Ohio State. Their goals right now, if they are 9-2 going into the last game against Ohio State and they beat Ohio State, that becomes a strong playoff resume. Now, the fact is, I love when people say, oh, is that going to be enough to get in the playoff? I don't know. Tell me what everybody else does. Right. You can't do that until you know who you're being considered against and what their resumes look like.
You start looking at all the one-loss teams and then all the two-loss teams. There's some really good teams out there with two losses. And when you have two really tough conferences like the Big Ten and the SEC, there's still a lot of cannibalism that has to come. And we might see three-loss team make the playoff. I'm not going to guarantee it, but I think we might see it this year because there's some really quality college football teams out there. But what it really does is it creates an interesting conversation when they start having those conversations about the college football playoff and who belongs and who doesn't. And then you get the at-large teams that have done all that they can. A BYU, for instance, or a South Florida or whatever, Georgia Tech, these teams have done all that they can. And if they end up being undefeated or with one loss, they're going to have a strong argument, even though there'll be teams from the SEC with three.
So, you look at the environment. I think if you're Michigan State, you're crafting whatever you can to get off to a fast start. I think that would be important for Michigan State. And if you're Michigan, and you get off to a fast start, am I wrong in saying that the Spartans are teetering a little bit?
They are. No, you're not wrong at all about that. And I think you're 100% right that State's got to get off to a fast start. And we've seen them do that. They come down and they score on the opening drive. It's like that's part of the DNA. Also part of the DNA is to then, not do much after that, which is sad. But they've scored on that first drive a ton, and they did it against Indiana with a prolific drive that only ended in 3 points, but they eventually took the lead 10-3 in that game too in the first half. If State can get off to that good start and have Michigan frustrated and struggling, then, you know, the second half is going to be really important for Michigan State to show up, which is something that they haven't done. They haven't done enough of. And that concerns me the most, because that to me is, it's either one of two things. Either your guys have just completely spent everything they possibly could and they've run out of gas, or that the coaching staff hasn't made adjustments. They had no answer in the second half. They thought that, let's just keep doing what's working, and then, you know, it doesn't, because the other team goes into halftime and makes those adjustments. So that's a concern. But if Michigan State's going to have a chance, they're going to have a lead at halftime, and they're going to have to show up for four quarters. I mean, all 60 minutes. They can't take anything off, because the second they do, other teams have taken advantage of it and put them in their place. I, like you, think it's going to be closer than what the spread says. I think I heard him say this morning it's 14.5 points. I don't see that. I do see Michigan winning, but I think it's going to be more along the lines of 31-23.
So as we talk about, you know, each team and their vulnerabilities.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We mentioned fast starts. If you just take a look at the Power Four Power Four programs, like the big, you know, throwing out Central Michigan and New Mexico from Michigan's resume, and just looking at the big teams, these are Michigan's opponents opening possession. Scott, Oklahoma, 12 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. Nebraska, 10 plays, 75 yards. Turnover on downs inside the five. Wisconsin, 12 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. Their only touchdown of the game. USC, 11 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. Washington was the first opponent they made punt on their opening possession. And, you know, teams come out with the scripted drives, and with the, you know, Nebraska game, they did a good job defensively, especially after the half. Washington game, they did a great job defensively against a very dangerous offense. The USC game was a defensive mess. And, you know, if you're a Michigan fan, and I tend to think it's an outlier, but we'll find out. Oklahoma was really good. And Oklahoma, you know, was healthy at the time. The Mateer was healthy at the time. And that was an impressive drive. So that first drive might be really telling. It might be, if Michigan State's been coming out of the gate fast and Michigan has been giving up long drives, therein lies the formula for State to keep this game within striking distance on a day where they're a heavy underdog.
Well, and to feed into that, Michigan State against Boston College had a, I think it was 11 play, 80 yard touchdown drive against USC. I think they had an opening, I believe it was a 75 yard touchdown drive against UCLA. They had a long drive as well for, I believe it was a touchdown in Indiana. They had a long drive that was a field goal. The only game against a quality opponent that they didn't score in the first drive was Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, start looking at the like opponents, too. Michigan State played pretty well against Nebraska for a while and then collapsed, but it was 38-27. Michigan State against UCLA, 38-23, they lost.
Michigan hasn't played UCLA.
I keep confusing UCLA with Washington. My bad. USC, Michigan State scored 31 points against USC, and they were hanging with them for a while, and then things got a little out of hand in the second half, and they lost at 45-31. So they have a couple of those common opponents that you can take a look at and say, okay, let's where do we match up in a good way, and where do we have to shore up?
Here's the other thing about this rivalry and why it won't surprise me if it's close. And the Michigan players have talked about this and acknowledged. They went down to Columbus last year in a they have zero chance to win this game, and they won the game. And they have talked about, we know what it's like when everybody's telling you, or when people are telling you, you can't win, and we're not. They're guarding against the susceptibility of that. And it's something to be cognizant. It's a rivalry. And college football is going to college football again this weekend. And by that, I mean something's going to happen that people don't expect. It happens all the time. And it's just, where will college football strike next? And I think this is going to be a close football game. But 248-539-9797. I'd like to get your predictions in here on the Carson Anderson program. Michigan and Michigan State. There are tickets on the secondary market now below $100. If you want to, if you're thinking about going, the prices have come down a little bit. So, if you keep waiting, I don't know, but you don't want to wait too long if you're thinking about pulling the trigger on the secondary market. Doug in Rochester says 38-3 Michigan. next one. I'm a lifelong Michigan State fan and alum. I hope Michigan State gets their doors absolutely blown off Saturday. I want Coach Smith and this pathetic roster to feel the embarrassment the fan has felt his entire tenure.
His entire tenure of,
19 games or whatever it is.
I don't look. Everybody can feel the way they want to feel.
Yep.
I'll tell you how I feel about hearing somebody feel that way as a Spartan. It bothers me. Look. Things will work itself out. If he's not the right guy, I have full confidence that Jay Batt is going to say, we're going to go in a different direction, and he'll do that at the appropriate time. But if wanting Michigan State to lose against Michigan is ridiculous, no matter how bad the team looks, you never want Michigan State to lose to Michigan, ever, if you're a Spartan. It just, that's not how it works.
Well,
so I don't know what this guy is thinking.
I mean, you
want to change it, coach? Got it. That can still happen if they beat Michigan.
It can. If you trust in Jay Batt to do the right thing, if you like the guy, then I suspect, the results of games can be misleading or fool you, but I'm struggling getting used to this world where nobody gets to and I shouldn't. I'm having this weird battle with inside me. These guys are well compensated.
Yeah, they're very well compensated.
But here's something to consider, okay? I'll bring up something we didn't bring up yesterday. If you are this guy and you're rooting for a changeover, something to consider. We will get to that today at 10:31. And it goes to Michigan fans. I mean, I think there's some people of Michigan like, "Oh, we need to change a coach." But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.